We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:45, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on WWL First News. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. There are a lot of folks who struggle this time of year, making ends meet, trying to make times happy during the holiday season, through Thanksgiving, all the way to Christmas and New Year's. Michael Williamson is the CEO of the United Way of Southeast Louisiana, whose mission is to always help people, but that help even more important, I think, this time of year. When so many people are enjoying so much, we have to remember those folks who are struggling to enjoy things. Michael, thanks for joining us, and I hope you and yours had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Yeah, we did, actually. Thank you, and I hope you did as well.
Yes. One of my sons is a firefighter, and the other is in medical care, and they had to work at the firehouse in the hospital yesterday. So we're doing our Thanksgiving today. As soon as I get off the radio, we're going and having our big Thanksgiving meal. So I've still got that to look forward to. So,
Well, wonderful. Well, y'all have a blessed day, I hope.
Thank you. I hope so, too. You have made it your mission to help those less fortunate who need assistance all the time. But during the holiday season, when it appears that the world is so happy and wonderful and everybody is having such a great time, we have to remember those people who need our help. And the United Way really does that. How can folks get involved, and what are some of the key programs that people can participate in to help you help other people?
Well, you know, Dave, let me start with, I think, you know, one of the upsides is, you know, we're a very generous community. So, you know, especially during the holidays, lots of folks will do what they can to try to help other folks out. And so, you know, help with food, you know, meals, those types of things. So a lot of that takes place during the holidays. But the unfortunate thing is when the holidays are over, those same families, about one in two households in our region, still struggle. And so it's our mission to try to help those families get out of those situations they're in permanently versus, you know, just assistance during the holidays. And so, yeah, one way folks can help is certainly support our organization and our mission, but also volunteer throughout the year.
How do they get started? I mean, if someone thinks, you know what, I do really want to help. Where do I go? What do I do? How do I begin that process?
Well, we look at it in three different ways. One is, financial support is always helpful because United Way and all the nonprofits that we work with can put those resources to use, and we leverage them beyond imagination. But outside of that, signing up to volunteer for organizations that are helping those in need is another easy way. And you can do that by going to unitedway.org/volunteer. And then the third way is to advocate for the types of changes that need to take place to ensure that the folks that are struggling today don't struggle into the next year.
Did you say one in two, half of our households in Southeast Louisiana need help?
Yep. So, Dave, we do a study. It's called the ALICE Report. It's an acronym for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. But it's basically a study of financial hardship. And what it tells us is that one in two households struggle day to day to afford the basics like food, housing, transportation, childcare, all the basics that you know that you need just to get through your normal day. Because that means one in two households are struggling. But I always like to look at the positives. When one in two households are struggling, that means one in two households aren't. And in United Way, we sit at the intersection trying to connect those that want to help to those that need the help.
So let's go through each of those three methods of help and assistance that you mentioned. First, financial. If someone does feel like they have either a little bit or a lot that they can give, How does that work? Where do they go? How do they begin that process? And is there a minimum and is there a maximum?
No, we have folks that give at all levels. You know, folks might give $5, $10, and we have donors that give a lot, you know, depending on what their capacity is to give. You can do all that through our website. One of the things is I would encourage employers and employees of employees that don't currently run what we call a United Way campaign, where you can do payroll deduction and those types of things, to consider doing that, because that allows us to scale giving. And so, but giving in general is pretty easy. You go to our website, unitedwayscla.org/give. Right there, you make it easy. Today, everything's online, so you can make a gift that way.
You know, you mentioned the employers, and I think that's a good point, too. If folks would go to their employers and say, hey, I heard on the radio that some employers match employee donations. Some employers do payroll deduction for donations to the United Way. Can we do that here? I guess that would be one way you could help as well. And if we can get more of these businesses around town involved, then that would be better for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. And the nice thing is it can complement what businesses are already doing, because most businesses are doing something in the community. They're giving back in various ways. What we can do is we can help organize that, complement it, and bring it to scale, because we support it with all the resources we have to help bring more resources. And Tommy, Dave, I want to go back to something you'd mentioned too, that, you know, folks, these are tough times. You know, the cost of things have gone up, so we know folks are struggling. But to your earlier point, it doesn't take a lot. You know, a person can give $1 a week, but that's $52 a year. I mean, that adds up when you have thousands of people do that, then you have significant resources to help the community with.
Just $1 a week can make a real difference.
Absolutely.
You said people can give their time as well through volunteerism. And there, through the United Way alone, you have many, many, many organizations to which they can help volunteer find something that would be best suited for them or be most rewarding for them.
Absolutely. We created several years ago the United Way Hands-On Entergy Volunteer Center. You can go online to unitedwayscla.org/volunteer. And you can see all the opportunities that have been posted by local nonprofits that are looking for volunteers. And so there's always something for someone. If someone can't do heavy labor, then there's a space and a place for them to be able to give back as well.
So it's not necessarily helping deliver meals or working at a soup kitchen or something like that. I mean, people's professional skills can be used to volunteer to help out as well, right?
Trust me, you know, folks that have certain skills that can help mentor young children, you know, who may be looking for a career path. We have lots of great partners that do that type of work, but it goes on. If you're an accountant, you know, many times organizations are looking for, you know, assistance, you know, with their financials and making sure those are organized and well taken care of. And so there's a place for everyone to give back and use whatever talent that they have.
We're talking with Michael Williamson, the CEO of the United Way of Southeast Louisiana, about how you can help folks who are less fortunate. And their studies have found that half of people in Southeast Louisiana need some help. If you're in a position where you can donate your money or your time, then they can use it. We'll give you that website again in just a minute. The third way you said people can help is by lobbying for institutional changes that allow people to get on a better path. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always say, you know, we can't fundraise our way out of challenges that we face in our communities, in our region. Oftentimes it requires policy change. And so we encourage folks to look around and see where they see opportunities for policy change. And we've done amazing work in a policy arena helping expand access to early care and education for more families, because we know that's good for the families today, but it helps those children thrive in the years to come. And so we look at very specific ways that we can address policy and do that in a bipartisan way so that everybody can come together and say, this is the right policy to help ensure that our communities don't struggle.
Michael Williamson, CEO of the United Way of Southeast Louisiana. Folks want to help in any of these ways. Give us that website one more time.
Absolutely, Dave. Thanks again. It's United Way, SELA.org, and everything is right there, whether you want to give, advocate, or volunteer.
Michael, thank you. May you and yours have a wonderful and fantastic holiday season, and hopefully a lot of people will help you help those who need that assistance now and year-round. Happy Thanksgiving.
We appreciate you, Dave. Have a good day with your family.
Thank you. Michael Williamson here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.